Well, if you live in a remote community, you may well be paying 3 to 4 times more for local goods at your grocery store and at the gas station. In an attempt to put a stop to this, the National Institute of Measurement today launched a media campaign about what goods should really cost in remote areas and what people can do about it if they think they're paying too much. Kenji Sato reports.
If you've ever been to a remote Indigenous community, then you might have shuddered at the cost of basic commodities. But studies have shown that people in remote Indigenous communities are often paying even more than the shelf price due to measurement errors. That's why Australia's National Measurement Institute is launching a campaign today to make sure that remote communities are getting what they pay for. Malcolm Bartlett is the manager of the Trade Measurement Services at the National Measurement Institute.
What we are doing today is we're launching a number of posters for an advertising campaign to promote correct measurement when goods or articles are being purchased by reference to measurement. That's either by the kilogram, as in a kilogram of sugar, or if you're purchasing fuel by the litre.
Mr. Bartlett says that the measurement errors could be due to faulty devices or a lack of proper training in using those devices.
Where measurement may go wrong is the weighing instrument may be weighing incorrectly. It could be indicating 990 grams when it's actually 980 grams, which means that you're getting 10 grams less, or a fuel dispenser could be giving slightly less than the amount that it actually indicates to the customer. What we have also, when we do look at, is we look at the use of the weighing instrument to ensure that it's correctly on zero, and if they're doing anything where they sell the product loose and put it into a container, that the weight of the container is allowed for so that the customer is not paying for that container as part of the transaction.
To stop this kind of thing from happening, the campaign will attempt to educate both consumers and shop owners to ensure that proper regulations are being followed and that people are not being overcharged.
The education program involves 3 posters that we have developed so that they can educate both the trader and the consumer. So we believe that they're valuable to both entities. And also, we have a radio campaign in a number of languages so that we can actually send the message out. And it also educates the consumers where to make contact with us if they feel that something isn't correct, as in they're receiving short measure.
John Tregenza has been involved in the delivery of health, nutrition and social justice in the APY lands for 40 years. He says that sometimes shop owners deliberately overcharge their customers in order to make a profit.
Certainly on the APY lands, we eschew profits. It's a swear word. Our aim is to deliver good food at the most affordable prices. But that's not always the case if the stores are not managed and monitored and controlled. And that's where the higher costs come when store managers are able to run the stores for their own benefit. Store managers are not necessarily very well versed in retail management, and one of the easiest things to do to cover your incompetence as a retailer, of course, is to whack up prices.
Mr. Tregenza says that shops in remote communities should be more heavily monitored to prevent store managers from swindling the local people.
Well, I think there should be certainly regional organisations that oversight small remote community stores and put in place strategies that limit the abuse of the stores by store managers and store workers. That requires a fair bit of infrastructure in a way that allows an outside independent body on behalf of the people to monitor what's actually going inside their stores. And there are now sort of computerised systems like grocery manager systems, etc., that can do that. But unless someone's actually monitoring it and informing the community about what's going on, anything can happen.
Mr. Tregenza says that the cost of goods in remote communities is already high enough without adding on top of that the cost of human greed.
There's also a lot of hype about it, and it's an easy target for people who want to criticise remote communities because there is a huge cost to the stores in being able to deliver food that is far and away above a normal food land or IGA in a city or a country town. As I said, the cost of having staff on the ground in a remote area is probably looking at 3 to 4 times the cost in wages and salaries, electricity, freight, and all of those factors come into play. And if you don't have a monitoring agency on behalf of the people, then you can add in human susceptibilities to making a profit for themselves and retiring to the Gold Coast, as some of the store managers have.
Aboriginal Health Councillor for the APY Lands, John Tregenza, ending that report by Kenji Sato.